thank you so much for tuning in this morning. You just listened to an interview with Blake Hargreaves, coming to you from Hungary. We played an exclusive track from his forthcoming Requiem album. And we've got more planned. And Blake certainly does. Blake Hargreaves, the ever-talented artist. It was a pleasure to have him on, and I'm glad you were all able to hang out with us while we conversed and caught up and talked about his projects, of which are supported by the public. So if you feel inclined at any point to help Blake sometime in the future, whenever you can. Obviously, we've got a lot of things to focus on right now and support, but Blake's projects are supported by the public. So get in touch with him. Get in touch with me, and we can sort of direct any type of energy, even if you just want to send him a message that says, keep on trucking. So let's continue on with the program. We are well into hour two right now, and I'm excited to keep supporting y'all and keep listening to some tunes. This next song goes out to my boy Spencer Gilley, Chris Bilvin, Mike Farsky, Jason Harvey, Andy, Edwin, Ailey, Yules. We got Yulia Z, of course. Yeah, E&M, Miles, Marilis, you know, the whole gang. We got Zoe, we got Blake, Pat, we got Murphy, Dexter, we got a whole crew up there, everybody in MTL, QC, VBC, all around CAN, and to everybody else who's living on this real beautiful marble. Talk to you in a bit. Thank you.
Let's have some music in here, Boiler.
Arizona, you're warm and clear. Sunset, freedom, and its awesome view. We all know the need to watch the sun go down.
GM's small cars designed in-house, the J-bodies have had significant facelifts for 1986. Chevrolet has finally made it to the market with the hotter V6 Cavalier Z24, which you can only get as a two-door coupe or three-door hatch. The new Cavalier RS series comes in all body styles, including convertible and station wagon. J-car exterior changes are even more dramatic at Pontiac. They put an aggressive front end on the top-line Sunbird GT, complete with semi-hidden headlights. The sunny Sunbird convertible is also available as the GT and as the more conventionally styled SE. The Sunbird's 1.8-liter turbocharged four-cylinder can also be found in a Buick
Be wrong, sail away with me.
everyone. This is Space Plane on 90.3 CKUT, broadcasting live worldwide. You just listened to two new Small Dog tracks. Excuse me one moment while I organize here just a little bit. We had duet number one for alto sax and recorder, and then we listened to Sometimes a Fantasy by one of the great bands, New Small Dog. We had an interview with the incredible Blake Hargreaves live from Hungary. And we have a new, really awesome special guest, which I'm incredibly excited to introduce you to, who I am about to get on the line right now. And then we're going to listen to some exclusive new music that is being put out into the world by the one and only Eola Edwin White. We're going to have him come onto the program. You're going to be here. Let's see how this goes.
Hey, Corbin.
Edwin, how are you?
Very, very good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm looking out the Elm Street studio window here. The weather is a beautiful... what are we at? I think we're at around 9 degrees today. That's Celsius. And it's just the world's looking good from where I'm sitting.
It's a good looking world.
Yeah. How are you, Edwin? What's new?
Not much. You know, everybody's routines are kind of out of whack these days, but I found a new routine. You know, just watering plants in the morning and then, you know, blast your brain with the computer for a bit, and then just been trying to go skating around the neighborhood. It's great because the streets are empty and the sidewalks are almost empty, and you just swerve out of the way to the street when you see a dog walker and all that stuff. People are like exercising, but it's pretty quiet around here in Orlando.
I mean, I would imagine it's probably the same. I feel like kind of comparable to or Orlando and Vancouver, where there's quite a bit of space, you know, people are living sort of a little bit more spaced out than your denser metropolitan areas, at least sort of where you guys hang out and where I'm at right now. Do people do that thing where, like, if you're walking down the sidewalk, you sort of feel like a Pac-Man vibe where one person just kind of darts the other direction, kind of out of a respectful thing? I just had this funny interaction with people when I'm walking down the street. It's good.
Totally. Yeah. But people are aware, and people are like, you know, people are kind of used to it by now. It's weird. It's like, it just happened recently, but everyone's like adjusted kind of. So
yeah. Seem to happen pretty quick. What are the good skate spots now that all the skate parks are closed here? And most of them have tape up all around them, so it's kind of like do not cross kind of vibe.
I haven't used my like regular setup since it started, but I mean the middle school, like a few blocks away where everyone does flat ground and stuff, if the gate's locked, I'm pretty sure there's like a hole where you can slip in, because I've seen guys skating it, and I'm probably going to go there this week, but I have to clean out some of my bearings. But I've just been using my cruiser so far, and just like trying to get like, I mean, dude, I've been going really fast because there's like no cars or people anywhere, so you can really just like haul ass everywhere.
In like the sort of like, are you seeing like the crew of people who you might see at the skate parks kind of like actually just milling about town kind of vibe? Like,
not really, because I mean, Orlando is so spread out that a lot of the people that go to the skate park that I thankfully live relatively close to don't necessarily live as close to it as I do. And even if there's people that live in the same like, kind of area as me, I don't even see them too much on a regular basis around. Maybe they're riding their bikes or something. But there's a dude that lives around the corner, and I was skating past his porch this afternoon, and he he yelled at me and we caught up because I hadn't seen him in a few weeks. And he was just like, yeah, we just talked about, you know, tips for signing up for unemployment and all that shit, because that's about the same boat that most people are on right now.
Hell yeah. Is there a, you know, I just sort of using this opportunity to connect with people and see, like, if there's any tips or info you want to put out there to the people, stuff they should do, or if there's any useful information you've found to share with the audience, the worldwide audience listening right now?
I feel like it's such a local thing. I mean, me being in Florida means that it's different for me than people that are in California or New York. So I don't really know, but, you know, definitely wherever you are, whatever country or state you're in, look up like online resources, and there's a lot of people sharing information about that kind of stuff. And it seems like it is possible, even though the systems seem kind of backlogged right now, mm-hmm. that most people will be able to find some kind of support, whether it's enough or not is, you know, for another day. But yeah, get on it. I've been putting it off because I heard a lot about websites being crashing and like clogged up and stuff, so but I'm gonna try to do it tomorrow. But I also have had the worst problem with focusing on anything in these 2 weeks, so
it's hard. It's hard, man. It's hard.
That's why I'm just watering plants and skating. That's about all I've been doing.
Hell yeah, dude. What's growing in nicely right now? Things I mean, like, out here things are starting to bloom, like everything is budding. It's so nice because just getting a little bit more balmy, like there's more sunlight. It's wonderful.
I mean, you know, it's Florida, so it's just been going the whole winter, but my citrus tree has started to show some little white orange blossoms, and I kind of tipped my mango tree the other day because I don't really want it to fruit this year. I want it to branch out some more because it's like only a year old. And yeah, we have a little veggie patch, so we just water that, weed it out, and yeah, I just water my I put some Washingtonia palms in the yard like a month ago, and they've really taken root and have been just like putting out new fronds, and yeah, you know, just stuff like that.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, that sounds great. You've blessed this show with some new Eola demos, which you kind of announced a little while ago that you were going to put something together at maybe no uncertain point, but you just sort of told people that there was stuff coming, and I felt inclined to get in touch because I haven't heard anything yet. I'm certainly anticipating it, and you sent me some music and we're going to listen to it, so maybe you can sort of give us a little just paint a little picture about where this music came from, maybe when you made it, how you're feeling about it, or just sort of if this is helping you pass through these crazy times right now.
I think like I sent you like 11 or so little things just now. I think about 2/3 of them are from spring, early summer of 2016. I had moved back to Orlando like 3 months prior after not being here for 11 years or so. And then, you know, I've just been sitting on them, kind of never followed up on them. And then the first email I sent you, the first couple, four, I guess those were from December 2018. I don't even remember the context of when or why I recorded those, but they're newer, they're fresher. So I think I go through waves of liking and disliking all of that stuff, but yeah, it's all decent. And so yeah, I impulsively announced on Twitter that I was going to share a lot of it.
Dude, you got like a wave of people be like so excited, which is awesome.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, it's a great idea. It's the right move. I just put it off because, of course, like immediately after that, I think shit really hit the fan, like not only here, but around the world. Like people just needing to like get some stuff ready for their house or tie up loose ends or secure this and that. So I definitely was like, okay, never mind. Fuck that. I have so much more shit to do right now. Yeah, but I've kind of settled back in. Like I said, everyone's kind of, not everyone, but I'm lucky to be among the people that have sort of found a new routine already. And so kind of a calmer state of mind. And yeah, I just kind of was like putting it off, but you were like, hey, send me some of that shit. So here it is.
Hell yeah, dude. So we're going to listen to Fine Wine Fun Loop. That's the song that we're going to listen to. And dude, I'm so stoked that you sent it over, and It's I mean, this might be the sort of, this is in some ways a debut for this album, or for this song, at least for this music, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you shared it with myself and us and everybody who's listening right now. It's super cool, man.
It's my pleasure.
Well, keep watering those plants. Keep up with that routine. I know that that house is a damn good place to be right now. And
I cannot complain.
Hell yeah, dude. Salute, my brother. anything else, Ed?
No, that's about it. That would be like the tune.
I will. And I know, you know, not to put too much pressure on you, but also let's keep the skate content going. I think I'm going to order a complete to the house this weekend.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, because I'm kind of going like, I've got a 2-car garage behind my house, so it's kind of like, you know, just take the cars out and skate. Or there's a big church parking lot right behind my house where I grew up skating. So that's kind of, I'm still in winter mode. So when I think about skating here in Vancouver, like during these months, I think skating in the garage, but the weather's so good that it's dry out back in the parking lot.
I'm glad to hear the weather is turning. I FaceTimed with Pierce the other night, and he was like just so bundled up. I was shocked. Like, I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think that it could be potentially so cold or just chilly enough there. And he was like, yeah, it's pretty chilly today. But we had a heat wave here the other day. It hit 35 Celsius. Wow. But now it's dropped down to something more reasonable. It's in like the high 20s.
That's hot. Can you, what?
That's how it goes.
That's that beautiful Florida weather, baby.
Yep.
All right, pal. Well, thanks again. And you rule. Say hi to everybody. Give them lots of hugs. And we're going to listen to some new Eola Fine Wine Fun Loop on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
I like fine wine.
Ooh.
I could do this for a long time, kind of. I could keep going and talking to people and interviewing people and talking to them about their music. But this has been an incredibly blessed episode of Space Plane. And I really appreciate y'all hanging out and having a blessed morning. Evening, you know what? Party on, keep it going, don't stop. I'm so glad we could all hang out. I got my dog Dexter, he's behind me, he's literally playing guitar right now. This is crazy. He's looking at it, he's like, front, what's he doing? He's trying to play guitar. Oh my god.
Come to another edition of the Full Circle Show. Like to welcome everyone and like to say a special good morning to Kai Kindu and all you distinguished listeners out there in Radioland. Hoping that this morning that you and your family will be blessed, and once again, thanks for... My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you to another edition of the Full Circle Show. A special good morning goes out to Kai Kindu and family. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning.